Wow. Thank you, everybody. I feel so welcomed. Oh, wow. I'm so excited that we're here. We're finally here. It's Antioch. Oh, wow. Aren't you guys pumped?
Yeah! That's what I thought.
All right. I'm just going to stand back. I tend to be a very loud person. Is this good enough for you guys in the back?
Yeah.
No?
No.
I don't know how to work.
There you go.
Yeah? Right there. Okay. All right. Don't mind me. Actually, do mind me. Pay all your attention to me. What am I talking about? But yeah, we're finally here, and it's great to actually see your faces and not just like pray for like disembodied people's names. It's great. Oh, wow. And I'm pretty sure that everybody here, has a plan for their future. Yeah? Yeah? I mean, I got a plan for my future. Hopefully, like 10 years down the road, I'll be in another country. I'll be bilingual. I'll be well-traveled. I'll hopefully have some type of degree. I don't know what yet. I'll still be a practicing Catholic. That's very important. And maybe I'll own my own bakery. I love to bake, you guys. I love to bake. Like, I bake when I'm stressed. I bake when I'm tired. Bless you. But I love to bake, and hopefully I want to own my own bakery somewhere in, like, an exotic country. Maybe somewhere overseas, or maybe Canada. We don't know. But hopefully by a beautiful cathedral where I can practice daily, and bless you again, Craig. Or maybe I'll be working with exchange students and helping them to connect them to their future with cross-cultural education. I love working with exchange students and meeting new people and learning about new cultures. Clearly why I want to get out of the country so much, but maybe along the way I'll find a man that I want to be with together.
Bless you,
Craig. It's totally fine. But hopefully maybe I'll find a man that I want to be together with forever. Maybe not. So far I haven't, and that's okay. Totally fine. I'm like 18. But these are some dreams that I've had for a while now. And I don't see them changing anytime soon, but they might. And I'm not quite sure which one God is going to lead me down. And what's even scarier is another path. A path where I wake up every morning with a ring on my finger in an empty bed, but not with an empty heart. And I'll get ready for my day thinking about my husband, my magnificent husband, as I put on a habit and I go to see him in daily mass and morning prayer. Jesus Christ is my one and only forever. It's difficult to differentiate what we need to do in our lives. And I want to do what will best bring about God's kingdom. And it's hard to know what the Lord is calling me to do and what Satan is calling me to do. And I think we can all agree with that, right? Some days I am just so tired of making all these decisions and not knowing if it's going to be the right one. Sometimes I'm just all like, Lord, can you please just send down onto my computer an 80-year plan so I know that I'm making the right decisions, because I'm so scared of making a decision that will throw me off course and make me lose this faith that I have now. But I know that if I continue to trust in the Lord, he'll provide. And it's all very especially like scary because I'm working on my degree now. I'm an international business major at the University of North Florida. Swoop. And I chose that major because I would like to own a business and hopefully be international.
Cupcakes!
Yeah, so find me later in life. I got this stuff. Or I'd like to work with a company that will send me abroad a lot, and that's probably stationed here in America, but I'm not completely sure yet, and the details are a little bit muddled, but that's okay. totally fine. But I'm scared that I'm going to make the wrong choice, especially right now while I'm working on my degree. I'm not in culinary school, but I like to say I'm a self-taught baker, and I like to think I'm good at it. And if I do end up working with exchange students, I'm not in like an education administration major, so that's the wrong major. And if I'm truly called to be a sister, I don't know if I'm just like wasting my time in denying him me right now. Am I supposed to get married? If so, to whom, when, where, why? Ugh, it's crazy. Future. But just want to take it back, sorry. But my family has always been so supportive of my dreams. My mom's very excited for when I open a bakery, and both my parents think I'll be really good at it, and I like to think I'll be good at it too. And they support my traveling so much. My parents even let me host a couple exchange students. They opened their houses to let me entertain my little fancy of being able to study abroad and learn languages and stuff like that. And they even let me go to Spain alone to visit one of them, which is like really crazy because I was like 14. They do so much for me. And in my first semester at college, I loved being out of the house. It was great. It was very liberating. But every time I talked to them, they'd be all like, oh, we miss you so much. We want you to come home. Are you doing okay? Do you need this and that? Are you homesick? I get that all the time. Are you homesick? And I'd be like, yeah, sure. I'm homesick. Sure. And it was kind of easy to forget about my family while I was gone, get caught up in my new friends that I have and do homework. And I felt really guilty that I wasn't thinking about them as much as they thought about me. And I was flooded with so much guilt that it made me love them even more for supporting me so wholeheartedly while I was away. Now, I want to read you guys a Bible passage to help you better understand God's love for you. This is Jeremiah chapter 1, verses 4 through 5. The word of the Lord came to me. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I dedicated you, a prophet to the nations. I appointed you. Wow. God made me. He made me. And not just so he could exercise his godly powers, but because he has a purpose for me. He chose to make me so I could be someone for others. But am I living out that purpose? Am I the person he needs me to be? The Bible is a love letter that God wrote to each and every single one of us. And in this passage, he tells us that we have a mission. Now, I can't tell you what that mission is. Only God can. And I mean, he's been telling you your whole life, but it's difficult to hear. And it's so difficult to hear his call, which is why we've taken away your telephones and your watches, because all these distractions can make it hard to focus on him. And we want you to feel uncomfortable this weekend so you can immerse yourselves into his will and feel him with you at all times. And I implore you to open your hearts and to hear his call. In the quiet of this retreat, we can hear him. And being here is acknowledging that he has created us for more than what we're doing now. And it acknowledges that we want to be his. Now, I know not all of you guys feel very deeply in your faith, and not all of you guys want to be here, and that's okay, for now. I know that on my first Antioch retreat, I did not want to be here whatsoever. I was too busy at spring break, and my parents literally pulled me away at the beach, mind you, at the beach, with my friends, and they made me come on this retreat where I only know one person. I did not want to open my heart to anything that these crazy kids are offering, because they ran up to my car, I opened the trunk, and they stole my bags before I could even like lay my hands on them. That is not cool. I almost punched someone. But it's fine now because I did it. But I almost did. But I did not want to be here whatsoever. I was very shy, wasn't I?
Yeah.
That's my dad right there. But I was really shy and I did not want to be there whatsoever. But I opened myself up and I surrendered at the foot of the cross. I surrendered and I let God work in me, and that was the best thing I could have done for myself. Going to Antioch connected me with the right people. It got me on the right path. And now I'm going to UNF, and going to UNF connected me with the right people, with the Catholic Ospreys, and who knows where I'll go next. Oh, wait, I do. I'm going to Haiti next week. Pray for me.
Yeah!
Okay, I do know where I'm going next for 1 week.
Yeah.
But I do know that I love my God. I love my God so much. And God is with us all the time. And it's easy to forget that. But I like to remind myself that He's the one I was made for, to help Him. And I see Him in nature. I see Him in creativity of other people. And in food, I love food. In laughter, in little kids like my niece and nephew, and in educating me. But our society shuts all of that down. Our society pollutes nature. It kills kids before they're born. It divorces families. It processes foods. And it tells us that we're not good enough, or we're not pretty enough, or we're not smart enough or talented enough. And when you combine these things that society is telling us with the inner turmoil that we suffer, like anger and jealousy and insecurities, we can't hear God's call whatsoever. And that's why in this season of Lent, we fast. I eat a lot of ice cream, like a lot of ice cream. Like, I remember having an entire pint of ice cream in one sitting. It was bad. It was bad. It was a low point for me. So for Lent, I gave it up. It's okay, you guys. But we fast to awaken our own spiritual hunger and to help us recognize that our hunger is for something eternal, for something that will not let us hunger again. And brothers and sisters, that is God's love. It will fill us up, and it does not end. And that's what our soul longs for. I know He has a plan for me. He safely got me this far. Maybe it was to help my customer carry his bags. Maybe it was to help my sister babysit the kids. Maybe it was to give this talk today. I'm not completely sure, but I do know that God has more plans for me. I believe that God wants me to change the lives of others through my faith. And leading up to now, I think God wants to use me to serve others in other countries. Maybe it's as a baker, maybe it's as a translator or an interpreter, maybe it's as a mother, maybe it's as a sister. But for now, I know that I am here to serve you guys. Yes, I am. And despite all that's going on this weekend, there was no way I was not going to come to this retreat. Antioch is exactly where I want to be. I love Antioch so much. And I didn't even want to leave when I was going off to college. Saying goodbye to these friends was some of the hardest things I ever had to do. But your life so far has been a culmination of here. Your life has been leading up to this very point. So who made you come to this retreat? Was it your parents? Was it a friend? Or maybe you have to be here for like confirmation or something. But why do you think that God made you come here? God is calling you to share in His feast. God has something to share with you. I'm not sure when. Maybe it's tonight. Maybe it's tomorrow night. But He is talking to you. And if you listen and you truly open up your heart, you can hear Him calling your name. And He's calling you to be brought back to life. Thank you, guys. Wasn't that amazing? Perfect. Okay, so I loved how she thought, she explained how what she thought God was calling her to do. You know, I thought that was really special, and I loved hearing all of her stories. So with that being said, there's discussion group questions that you guys can do now. So.
Okay, what's wrong with this? All right, so we got it.